Previously on Deadbeat Dungeons & Dragons.
How good are you at making hot chocolate?
How good are you at throwing a rock at someone's head?
Ow! What the bloody heck is going...
Dad alert. We got a dad in the fog.
That's either perfect or not perfect.
I just follow the smell of your old spice and musty sweaters.
Doug is dirty.
Two shirtless dads, oiled up, with long blonde hair, pale. They look maybe like even half elven. They strut out of there. Oh yeah, it's dad time.
This is Deadbeat Dungeons & Dragons.
Kia ora and welcome to Deadbeat Dungeons and Dragons, the only D&D podcast where the setting has daddy issues. I am your dastardly Dungeon Master, Zed Moore, and with me, as always, are three hot heroes. First up, we have our tabaxi fighter, Rachel Anastasi.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? I can't remember. What happened last time? I don't remember.
And
it's been a long
something
time.
Something's gone wrong. Absolutely terribly here. Please help me.
And our human wizard, Tom Garvis.
It's me, Bradicus. Fuck.
Look, this is what I'm saying. We could do the intro again.
One take, Tom.
I had so much time to think of something as well.
Yeah.
Our human wizard, Tom Jarvis.
No, don't jump straight back into it. You haven't given me time, dude.
Okay.
I got a thing.
And finally, our
I didn't get it.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Alandy. Oh, I'm so chuffed. I'm bloody excited. I've got shrimps on the barbie.
What?
Oh, hello, Kronikus. What's going on with you?
Chaos.
Oh, he's catatonic.
Immediately chaos.
Out of my mind.
Oh, that,
and
yeah.
Our human wizard, Tom
Jarvis. No!
Well, I fully appreciate that. I just can't remember what I'm supposed to sound like, and I really don't know what's going on.
No, you got it. You nailed it. That's what you sound like.
It doesn't sound right, Eleni.
Huh? The character is back.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Radicus has returned.
You sound so confident saying that.
Yeah, don't worry, Tom. We'll cut all the other stuff out.
Good.
Oh,
I had a strange dream where I screwed up a character introduction.
Goodness gracious me. Whatever would that be like?
Impossible.
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah. You need a lot of drugs to understand that level.
A level of what?
No.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm losing it again.
Okay, let's jump straight into it. So last time we left off middle of combat. A lot's going on. We got crazy shit is happening. Last thing that happened, it was El Andy's turn, and he fired this miraculous Eldritch Blast.
Oh, got lucky.
Got lucky thanks to some premonitions from...
Bradicus.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And unlocked the bolt, blasted it off the cage, and the hottest, hunkiest... Oiliest. Guys.
I don't remember the oil.
I was editing and there was oil. Multiple mentions of oil.
And it like glistening.
Don't you dare try
oily?
To gaslight me. Oil. Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sure there was oil. Yeah.
The oiliest dads come out.
Oilers' most European dads.
Oh, yeah. It's that time. And they just pounce on the goblin guarding them and just start wailing on this guy. And, yeah, they'll, I don't know, they might die or something. Goblin's got like a knife or something. It might kill them. But that's not your guys' problem.
Nah, nothing can beat these guys. Yeah. These Euro dads.
Yeah, let me roll to see if they die. Yeah, maybe.
that was not a good roll.
That was a terrible roll.
So, that was El Andy's turn. We're in the thick of combat. Just a quick reminder of the layout. You guys are up on this platform on the river by the waterfall. Dads are tied to posts. You guys have managed to free most of them, but there's still two tied to posts. One that's just sort of on the ground, and then two that are in the fight with that goblin guy. Mm. There's some goblins on the platform with you. One of which is a big, hulking, massive muscle and cool tats. He's got cool card tattoos. He's pretty hot, except for his face.
Car tattoos?
He's like, got like cards, like, oh, cards, you know, right. Like flaming cards. And like skulls and stuff, knuckle tattoos. Okay,
cool. When the fog was there and his face was kind of obscured, you would look into the mists and you'd be like, whoa.
That's at least a 7.
That's gotta be a 7. Yeah. Right?
He's wearing a
fog outline of his abs. Oh, yeah. The jout's just absolutely shining with magic perspiration.
And oil.
Magical perspiration. Magic oil. Yeah. Hey.
These dads need oil on the sacrifice. That's
obviously it's integral to the ritual.
Also, ironically, made it hard to grip them. It's like you want to grip a dad, but you can't because he's just a bit too oily.
When you just want to grip a dad,
yeah. I know when but I want to grip a dad, I question how much oil I need.
Famously oily dads.
So we're going back up to the top of the initiative order. Braticus's turn. So, what would you like to do, Braticus?
Braticus is going to take a moment to remember when he shot two innocent people, as opposed to the enemies. He's going to close his eyes. He's going to enter a moment of Zen.
Ooh.
And he's going to point his staff vaguely in the direction of an enemy and shoot without taking any time to aim whatsoever.
Wow. Roll with advantage.
Oh, you're so right.
Best out of 3.
This is going to be the one, just you wait, guys. Disaster.
What did you do?
I can confirm with an advantage.
Why was it?
My 1
see.
Has been improved to a 2.
It wasn't actually with advantage.
We'll take neither then, right?
Does that mean that you miss, or does it mean that you hit something you didn't want to hit?
Oh my god.
We'll leave that up to the DM. Yeah. Would you like to take the 1 or the 2?
So, well, it's...
I am more than happy to roll again. In fact, I'm begging you. Please let
me. You've put me in an interesting position where I actually do think you need to roll again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So roll again with just 1 dice. Yeah.
I took... When you said advantage, I just jumped straight into it feet first.
I was, you know, in my head, I was like, disadvantage.
Okay, see, that's way better. 14 on the dice, plus my bonus. Nice. That brings it up to a 20.
Oh, so just average it out between the 3 dice, right?
Who are you targeting, you maniac?
I'm going to target the one closest to Torben.
Oh, no. Oh,
please. Torben, your life flashes before your eyes. You don't know why. You have a premonition of your own. You feel the cold, steely touch of death. But death isn't there. Anyway, this whizzes by.
Oh my god.
A singular hit.
And,
don't worry, my aim is true.
You targeting the big guy or a regular guy?
I'll target the big guy.
The big guy. The big guy is close, next near El Andy.
Let's try and get this butter-faced motherfucker.
Get it started, huh?
That is 4 damage on the big guy. Does that get him? Have we won the combat now?
Is he dead yet?
Surely that killed him.
Is Bradicus the new leader?
Have I become this tribe's leader in one fell swoop?
Yeah. Moving on.
Wow. So you guys are now fighting my tribe.
So you fire off this fireball. Bang. Singes this guy.
Oh, what the fuck was that? It's not even point me. I scowl with fury.
And then he continues holding Elandi up by the collar. Oh. He has your cloak pulled over your face, and he's hockey pummeling
you.
Oh,
God. No. Don't worry, Elandi. I've got him.
Oh.
That is the Gobbo's turn. The two that were coming up the hill, they've dropped their dad, and they're rushing in.
They ditched the dad?
Yeah.
Is he bound?
He is bound. Okay. Yeah. Mm. And then the two that are already on the platform, they are going to attack Silkenweb.
Appreciate the vote of confidence.
Okay, they both miss.
Oh.
See?
Yes!
And the other two...
Goodness gracious me, that nearly ran really bad.
Bartholomew, you suck. You suck so bad, it makes me so sad how you can't kill this cat.
He sounds sad. He sounds really sad.
He sees crying, he's slashing at you, just trips over his shoelaces. He's wearing Vans.
Yeah. Untied Vans.
Untied Vans.
He trips hard enough that one of them just fully flips off of his foot.
And they're like way too big for him.
I think he stole them from a dad.
Checks out.
You know how your dad's shoes are always way bigger than yours.
Yeah,
it's that kind of situation.
The big guy is going to gesture to the two that are running up the hill.
Oi, help me pin down this here dad fella. Yeah. Okay.
Oh no. They probably have advantage against me.
And try and tackle you, El Andy. Yeah. So, they're going to roll an opposed grapple check on you.
They're trying to wrangle me.
They're trying to wrangle you. That's pretty good. Roll an athletics check.
Nine.
Nine. Okay. Unfortunately, they got a 15.
Oh, they do have a bit higher.
They do have a minus one to strength.
I got a minus two.
You're both so weak. These goblins are just slightly less weak. Yeah.
We can overpower you because we have a good, strong, high protein diet.
And they slide down your waist and just sort of like a rugby tackle, but you're not really moving that much. And so it's fine until you go to take a step and then you just sort of fall over. And the big guy, who it's his turn next, is standing there like, right. Yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to continue fighting you now.
Oh, no.
He sees Bick drowning in the... in the river, basically, he's not drowning, but the post that was attached to him is in the river, being dragged by the current, choking him. So it's sort of, it's like drowning in a way, asphyxiation via water, but with extra steps. Useless. He grabs the tome, flicks to a page.
Does this guy know how to read?
He doesn't know what any of his tattoos say.
Is he smart? Is he the perfect man?
He puts on some spectacles. Yeah.
That's how we know he's
up to late now, guys.
He buttons the top two buttons of his Henley. He was wearing a Henley.
Oh, yeah.
Nine.
Nine.
Rolls his sleeves up.
Almost the perfect man.
Sizzy, I can do a less intense ritual with the blood of just one dad, all right?
He pulls his sleeves up, pulls out a ritual dagger, goes to stab you.
Oh, no.
So he is going to do that.
We're at a disadvantage by bringing another dad, an additional dad with us.
Okay, I'm just going to... I always have to do this, but I can never remember if grappling just changes your speed to zero or also gives you advantage. I don't think it gives you advantage.
Might be worth double checking.
I will double check. But every single time I have to double check.
But if he's favorite enemy dads, then that's
yeah, that's true. He does have favorite enemy dads.
Damn it.
I hate it when you suddenly get favored enemy attacks against your boyfriend and you're like, hold on a second. Like, we don't have kids. What the hell?
A grappled creature's speed becomes zero and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. It doesn't have advantage against you, but...
He's just going
to
smack you.
He's going to beat the absolute fuck out of you.
As you're like ripping open my chest garments and like plunging the dagger into my heart.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's all here.
Let's see if he
has to like get through the thick mat of
hair. Yeah.
See if he does well. First one is a miss. It's another four. Second one is a miss. Oh, this is good. Eight. What's your AC? It's pretty low, isn't
12.
It? That one does hit. Stabs at you.
After he took off his reading glasses, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't want to Hulk out while you've got them.
He's flipping through the book. Yes. Oh, okay. No, that's interesting. I like what that says. And then he takes the glasses off, puts the book down, and then he goes... and lunges at you with the knife. You're straining against... You're so sinewy. Straining against the goblins. Dab the dagger into you. You wriggle, and so it doesn't get a really devastating blow. It does do 6 damage to you.
Oh.
You're still up?
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, that's good.
He pulls the dagger out. It's dripping with the blood of a dad.
Oh, no.
And you see he tosses the bloody dagger into the center of this platform.
Oh, he's summoning the river whale.
No!
We can't let him.
We've got to escape, but we still can.
There is a moment of pause in the battle. Everybody's like, what's happening? What's going on? And then suddenly steam starts to rise up from the water, and then the water starts to swirl and churn.
Did he drop the knife into a giant toilet bowl?
It is now.
It's a steaming toilet bowl.
You can't flush your ritual sacrifice daggers, guys. That's not good for the pipes.
Not good for the plumbing.
The water starts to swirl and churn, turns into this basically like this giant whirlpool centered on this area. The water starts to turn blood red. All of a sudden, the supports that are sort of holding the platform in place shatter against the force. You guys are lunged sideways. The water
Thank
all
God I'm safe on the bank.
Chaos unfolding. You're just like, it totally still on the side of the water.
I take another long draw of my pipe. It's kind of stressing me out a little bit.
And from your perspective, you see the waters start to calm down for a second.
Oh, thank God.
And then they swirl into the center and burst upwards, and the platform gets flown up into the air. That is part of a lair action that's going to be happening at initiative 20. We're going to reroll initiative.
yes, that's right. So.
Is it because we forgot the initiative?
No,
surely not.
Not that.
This was always written in.
This actually was, you know,
a pre-written stage of the combat. So,
it's really important that the initiative change because it's a new stage of the battle. Dwarven is part of the plan. Not because I forgot to hit you from last time.
You can see the veins in your neck popping.
Right up top, lair action. This platform is rocketed up into the sky. You see this like blood red water is sort of coalescing around and seeping into the grooves caused by the brands on the big guy.
I don't think water's meant to be that color.
As that happens, everybody needs to roll a dex saving throw.
Everyone?
Not everyone.
Yeah. Radicus is valiantly holding the rear.
I got a 6. Oh, wait, no. An 8.
I got 6.
Well, then why did you let them stab you?
okay.
None of this would have happened if you didn't let them stab you.
So, first up, it is the Gobbo's turn. They are flailing in midair. As this platform comes crashing back into the water, it splinters apart. So you guys flail, splashing into the water. You guys aren't able to land on the platform or on a piece of the platform. So you are just in this river, which is moving.
And I don't like being wet!
Bick went flying.
Did he die? Did he break his neck as he flew?
The big guy, I will roll for him now. He passed. So he... Wow. He gracefully, like, he superhero, like Iron Man, lands on a big piece of wood that's been that's maintained its structural integrity, and that sort of vroom, floats on the water, still stable. So that's where he is at. Silken Web, you get to go first. You are in the water.
I'm considering climbing on our land.
You can try and swim to the shore, which would be an athletics check. Or you could try to grab onto a rock or branch or piece of debris, which would just be a DC 14 dex save. There's also, you know, you can think outside of those options if you have some sort of ability or if somebody wants to help you.
Will athletics come under acrobatics?
No, athletics and acrobatics are two different skills.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay.
Sometimes I would be like, yeah, I'll let you use acrobatics, but this is you like just physically swimming your way to shore.
All right, we'll go the second option being a deck saving throw, right?
Just try and grab something.
Yeah, just like
try and grab
something
some
and just hold on.
Floating debris.
Yeah.
That may or may not be Al Andy.
I'll say if you want to try and grab onto Al Andy, you'll have advantage, but if you fail really badly, you'll like maybe drown him by mistake.
I'm not going to try and accidentally drown Al Andy. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna try and reach for that branch. Here I go.
Whoa.
19.
Hey. Nice. You see the rushing waterfall.
Oh, shit.
And you grab a piece of, like a branch that's like stuck against some rocks and you pull yourself up onto some rocks.
You'll be fine, Atlanty. I believe in you.
So that is your action. Is there anything else you'd like to do with your turn?
Can I reach Al Andy from here?
You could use your movement to try and jump onto like a piece of platform, maybe like closer to Al Andy or closer to the guy. Or you can, if you have a bonus action ability that you can do.
I mean, I'm happy to try and have a jump.
Yeah, risk with that is that if you fail, you will end up back in the same situation that you were just
this
in.
This is true.
I mean,
I'm going to have to get out of the river at some point.
This you can use acrobatics for.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. I'm going for that platform. 12.
Okay, I'll say with a 12, you can get to like a bit of platform that's like a bit closer to Andy, but you don't have a lot of options in terms of like where you can get with that.
It's too dangerous. Go raise your own family, Silken Web. Get out of here.
Andy, you see, we're not going to leave here without you.
So you quick to surrender.
I know, right?
Submit to death.
You guys... two out of the four goblins were able to like land on parts of the platform, but two are just like just floating
in
the
river.
So the ones that landed on the platform was the one in the vans and the one that was really mean to
the
shoelaces. After Silken Web's turn is Braticus's turn. You don't have to roll shit. You're just on the side of the
you're not
the river.
In the river.
All right. I point my staff at El Andy and I'm like, wait, nope, wrong target. I spin around and I shoot the big guy.
You shoot the big guy?
Yeah.
Nice. Kill him.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Nat 20. 2d10.
Nice.
18.
Oh,
Big damage.
You got it.
Very encouraging, thank you.
Such a clean shot with a firebolt that you like lance a hole straight through him.
Oh.
And it like he looks, it cauterizes it like he's still on his feet.
It's like a lightsaber style.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm the king of the just a little bite, he said. Take that fucker.
He goes down onto one knee. His hair is like, he has like long strands of hair like covering his face. And you're
he's entered his emo phase.
Goblins aren't supposed to have hair, but this one does. And he pushes his hair back, looks up, and makes direct eye contact with you.
Oh, no. Fear. Immediate fear on my face.
This red liquid is trickling up his neck and punching into veins. And you see his eyes are starting to flicker like coals in a fire.
That seems not so good.
El Andy.
All right.
I believe in you, mate.
I'm going to calmly survey the situation.
So what you see when you calmly survey the situation is water splashing all over your eyes. But then you put on your Speedo brand goggles. Swim cap. And you can see you are currently being pulled down this river towards a waterfall. There's debris everywhere. There's goblins on top of floating platforms. Well,
how close is Silken Web and how close are the goblins?
So Silken Web's maybe 10 feet upstream, and then the goblins are maybe 20 feet, 30 feet upstream.
Oh, they're all upstream from me?
Yes, yes.
My thought was I would love to end up in a situation where I'm grabbing Silken Web's tail and Silken Web's hold onto the van's shoelaces. And that goblin's holding on to the other goblin. He's also holding on to a rock.
You know what? I would love for you to be in that situation too. I pray that the guys.
All right.
The guys upstairs.
Big guys.
I'm gonna try make my way towards Silken Web and just grab onto anything.
Yeah, sure.
Saying make your way is the most calm way to describe you furiously swimming away from a waterfall.
Sick. Would you like to... So, do you want to do an athletics check or a dex save?
Or a dex save.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. 8.
Geis was displeased.
Oh, no.
Geis does a thumbs down.
Oh, no.
All
my dreams are fading before my eyes.
You think of your friend, Silken Web. You think of your family. You think of...
I think of the goblins all holding each other in a chain.
Anyone but Radicate.
And as you're thinking of that, you don't realize that your lungs are filling with water and you're being dragged backwards.
Oh.
That's a fail, unfortunately.
Oh.
You feel the rapids getting start up more almost hungry for you. That's your turn, Dunlin. That's a bit of a shame.
It was a bit of a shame.
Bit of a bummer. Not a very good turn. That's the dad's turn. They are just going to not do a whole lot, to be honest. They're gonna go
the ones on the pole.
Yeah.
Oh no. None of them are face down in the water, are they?
Precariously close to being in that situation. That's Bic's turn. Bic is in a much more precarious situation. I'm going to see if Bic can wriggle his way out of this one. I won't just roll to see if he does. You see him drowning in the water, this massive wooden post dragging him towards the rapids. He has an elixir that he was hiding under his in his pants. Pulls it out.
That's what the bulge was.
Yeah. You see when he takes it out, the bulge is somehow even bigger.
What?
Wait.
He pops this. Pops the cork. And tries to drink it. This is an experimental elixir. It has a random effect.
This guy's fucked up.
He was gonna toss one to you guys, but I think he might need it. Flight. So you guys see chaos is erupting. You guys are all
a wit drowning.
Suddenly.
There's a shadow. Free Willy style. There's this goblin dragging this massive wooden pole. Flies very slowly out of the water. I'm going to roll a luck check to see how close they are to Al-Andy because they only have a fly speed of 10 feet. You know what? With a 19 luck check, I'll say that they were pretty close to you. See, like a helicopter descending this wooden plank.
Can I grab onto the pole? Oh, I can wait for mine.
Come with me if you want to do that. This piece of wood lowers down towards you, which you'll be able to grab onto on your turn. That's the lair action. So I'm going to roll for the ritual that he attempted.
So is it 9 at this point?
Well, he took his glasses off. He's back down to a 7.
He took the glasses off, which also means that he no longer gets a bonus to Arcana.
Of course. Yeah. Does he also have to unbutton the Henley?
Yes, he unbuttons the Henley. The Henley's actually ripping apart because he's getting so jacked.
No. So buff.
So the DC for the ritual is 18. If Bick had been the one doing it, he has a pretty high bonus to the roll. Well,
thank God he's never going to do a ritual.
But he is not. The DC also decreases based on the amount of dads involved in the sacrifice. Unfortunately, in this case, it was only one.
But a single dad.
So the outcome is going to be not super, super severe for you guys. But let's see how successful it is regardless of the severity. So we are looking for... Yeah, it's just flat. So looking for high numbers. Well...
Nat 20!
Oh no! When I say looking for high numbers, I meant not looking for high numbers.
Oh!
Because that roll was to represent how well the ritual was pulled off for the goblins. So Nat 20.
Very well, perfectly, one might
say.
Good. Nat 20 is pretty bad. I will say that's how well the ritual is pulled off within the scope of the ritual. So what would have been worse is if all of the dads had been sacrificed, that would have been a billion times worse. Basically, that's the amount of sacrifice equals the intensity of the ritual.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the roll there determines how in control of the ritual. So
is it perfectly
in control? They've got it perfectly under control.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have that dad power.
A degree
power.
Of one.
This goblin liquid starts to surge into him, puncturing into veins, worming its way into the grooves in the brands. Like oil, the flaming brands.
More oil.
More oil. Another oily fella. Ripped back muscles covered in oil. Without his disgusting butter face.
Without the face, it's a lot better.
He does turn his back. And you see this liquid rip out from his massive back muscles, his just shredded back. Almost like the liquid is puncturing in some places and then exiting in other places. Caught alight by the flaming brands, this liquid sort of ignites into these dripping red flames. Ooh. This massive wing made out of this liquid fire erupts from the back of this guy. This sort of demonic visage encloses around his head in this large, long, snout-like maw.
Radicus looks at this and very quietly to himself and goes, Did I do that?
He looks directly at you and it lets out this demonic screech. Liquid fire sort of flaps from these fangs with the force of the screech. It sizzles as it hits the ground.
That seems bad.
Now, I will say, you notice also that all of the wounds that you've dealt are still there. Still looks hurt.
Not a second stage boss fight.
Then you see he settles in, and you can see that the original goblin seems very much in control all of a sudden. This doesn't look like a possession. This looks like like a summoning of power, like fully in control, and calculating his options. And yeah,
they always think they're in control, you know, but then they get too far down the rabbit hole.
Braticus, you have this moment staring across the water. The water around the area that he's standing on is steaming. You see that parts of the wood are like catching on fire as like flame drips down onto it. And there's just this moment, almost like calm. The wing on his back flaps once and he fires across the water. Water evaporates in this semicircle around him as he flies towards you and just bites straight for you. He hit with both attacks. It was an 18 and a 19. Would you like to shield either of those?
No, there's no point. I can't get through.
Okay, so flies at you, bites you, deals 9 damage.
Just enough.
Just enough. No.
So I have 9 hit points.
Oh.
He snaps across the water, lunges at you.
This is suddenly not a very good trip.
And then boiling hot pain as these fiery teeth just bite into you and you pass out. Can you roll a constitution saving throw? Oh,
that's one of my... Oh. Okay, so the light just went red in here, which is unsettling.
The DC for these constitution rolls is not crazy. It's 12.
That's higher than average.
Yes.
And I have a nil bonus.
The consequence for failing these is pretty bad.
Cool.
Are you dead?
Just putting that out there.
Thanks, man.
Just setting.
Yeah,
the
let me use one of my abilities.
Setting the stakes. What do you have? What do you add as your bonus to the con?
Zero.
Zero. So you need to roll 12s.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll the first one.
Is it for both of them?
Yes.
All right. Cool. That's a 14 on the first one.
First one is a pass.
Second one. Come on, guys. That's a 19 on the dice.
Oh. 19 pass.
Oh, I don't know what the consequences were, but I'm sure glad I avoided them.
That is their turn.
Well, good luck, guys.
Oh, the light just went away from
I'm okay again.
An angelic softening.
That is the other gobbo's turn. They can't really do much from where they are, though. They're on this platform. Their boss just turned into a crazy demon and flew away. They're like standing there, and then they see Bic flying through the sky, and they just start hucking rocks at him.
Oh,
that checks out.
They say, "Hey, Bic." Fuck you! They just chuck some rocks at.
Oh, I got a nat 20. That dice is rolled 2 nat 20s in a row.
Oh my god!
That is grade A bullshit. And your dice are cursed for us.
They don't have like rock as like a weapon or anything. So
just improvise then.
Just
yeah.
Improvise. I guess like you know, do like. 2 damage to Bic, I suppose.
Critical rock.
Wait, Bic is critical dead.
Does it hit him in the groin and his bulge? Yeah,
is he still lifting this log and by proxy El Andy by his neck?
Yeah, great question.
Well, that's a good question.
He hasn't lifted El Andy yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so he's still flying.
The log
flying
is necktied.
Yeah.
Cool. Like this is a real reverse noose situation.
He's gonna have such a stiff neck. But yeah, they hit him in the groin and he goes, "Oh!"
Got an email.
That brings us to so dire. Brings us to Silken Web. So, Silken Web, you now have a good lay of the land. You see that Bic seems to be attempting to rescue El Andy, somehow flying. You don't know how.
Very slowly. Just, let us not forget.
Why do I know it?
I do believe in fairies. I do.
But you see, shit got pretty real. The summoning seems to go off somewhat successfully. You don't necessarily know what they were trying to do, but they've done something and it's bad. And this guy now is able to fly, and he has just gone and just taken out Bradicus hard. And Bradicus
hits the ground so hard.
Yeah. Bradicus is your, you know, he's your range support. It was.
Yeah. Not anymore, brother.
I pull out one of my most accurate arrows. It's got a real wicked barb, and it's going to fly super well. Any weather, it flies perfectly. So I take aim, and I fire directly at that big, red, weird goblin guy.
You rolled a 23 to hit.
Yep.
That is a hit.
Yes!
So it's not possible for you to kill him with this. He doesn't look quite hard enough yet. But it is possible to put him in a situation where he might be forced into a retreat.
If he has a mom tattoo, then shoot the arrow through the mom tattoo.
Oh.
Psychological damage. Yeah. On top of
that's got a sting. All right, I'm roll. Boat. What's this, a five?
Yeah.
Five damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get an idea of what's going through Silicon Web's head as you're on this like rickety platform. You're like kind of wedged against rocks. The water is splashing around you. There are, you know, goblins like chucking rocks. Your friend's down. You're steadying your aim. Like, what's going through your head as you breathe in and loose?
Fuck this guy. I'm gonna fuck this guy out of the sky. I'm gonna fuck this guy out of the sky with this arrow. Get him on the ground.
Okay.
Get him in the water.
Aggressive.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit angry. A little bit angry. Silicon Web's
got the teen angst.
The teen angst.
So this guy is
you heard my dad.
We need to examine that after combat.
Jake's like already called Zed daddy earlier, and no one said anything. So
I'm used to it.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Whoa! All right.
This monster is across the bank, holding up Bradicus with one hand,
head just lolling to the side.
There's flames sort of splashing around, and he's just sunk these teeth into the collarbone. As you go unconscious, you see this guy's eyes flash. Looks like maybe he's going to go in for another bite. Arrow straight through the forearm.
Yeah.
You don't get his mom tattoo, but you get a card, you know, one of the card tattoos, one of the aces.
It's like aces spades.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah. And you see... drops Bradicus, lets out this like screech of pain. It's like multi-layered, like multiple voices are speaking through this guy. Ooh. It's like, yeah, I'll put some cool layering in post.
Absolutely not.
So yeah, let's go in shock. Grabs this arm, head snaps back to you, sees you there with the bow.
Dead eye
staring this guy down. He still looks okay, hurt, but okay. Roll an intimidation check for me. I'll say if you get a 17 or higher, this guy might re-examine his options.
You stare him down.
But it looks like he's deciding if he's going to try and take you out or not.
That is a 3.
That's a 3. Oh, just staring this guy down, right?
Like a wet cat. Yeah. Over here, like
you know how when you like wet cats, they're like, they look really tiny, thin. Scrawny, yeah, like, really scrawny. It's like this epic moment as your like eyes narrow. It's just like focusing on the eyes that zooms out. You're just like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a disgruntled chihuahua.
You are staring directly into this guy's eyes. He is looking directly back at you. There's like this little sizzle. Then you just shiver. and he darts towards you. It is not his turn, though. Brad, it is your turn. Oh. And I would love it. Your favorite thing to do.
Oh, I'm so used to these.
Show me that death save.
All right, come on. 50-50, be my favor. It is not. That is a fail.
Oh, no.
One down, a three to go.
Jesus Christ, dude.
We'll mark that one on the sheet.
That's a fail. El Andy, that is your turn. From the heavens, you see this angelic face of the hottest goblin you ever did see. This log lowers down and you are able to grab onto it and pull yourself up.
Yes.
Please use this to get to a different platform.
You are now in a position where you're able to survey what's going on.
Yeah.
And you see Braticus down. Oh. And you see this demon just firing towards Silken Web. Just
okay.
Moments before disaster.
Yeah.
Okay,
what would you like to do?
Can I clamber onto a rock or somewhere I can get a view of this guy?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say you can get a view of this guy from, you know, where you are, yeah.
I wanna clamber onto a rock.
Hey, really wants to get on a rock.
Listen, you can clamber till the cows come up. Could you actually describe for me how you clamber?
I'm just going to be completely like, and then I'll see a rock. Put like kneeling down, put one hand down to kind of stabilize shaking, stand up slowly. That's how I climb.
No, that was really awesome. So, your turn. What would you like to do?
Have I clambered?
You have clambered. You need to roll.
I'm post clambered. Do I need to roll? No. I don't need to. Okay. So this guy,
big help, dear.
I probably won't be able to like shoot him and kill him. I think
you probably won't. Oh, I see. He looks pretty hurt.
Does he?
He looks like he's on possibly on death's door.
Oh.
Just as a heads up, I only got a couple turns in me before this guy may be peacing out for good.
Yeah.
The situation does look pretty dire. He is bleeding and his blood is boiling somehow.
Do I see his resolve?
That sucks.
Do I see his resolve waver?
Not great. My unconscious resolve is wavering. I'm kind of like twitching a little bit.
What about the blood guy? Is his resolve wavering?
Mentally, no, but he does look pretty hurt. But he thinks it looks like he is confident that he can take you guys. He's like, I can kill these guys before they can kill me.
Oh, dang. Well, I guess I'm gonna.
That's what he thinks.
You can, we can prove him wrong.
I mean, I'm gonna Eldritch blast him.
I'm gonna try not to die.
You're gonna Eldritch blast him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blast.
So
him.
I'm gonna say, hey, hey, you big guy. You want to set an example for these gobbos, huh? Because I'm gonna set an example for you right now, buddy.
You'll get it.
I'm gonna take off my belt and I'm gonna Eldritch Blast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Roll to attack.
Oh no, that's an 11.
You don't add anything to that, or that was total.
That was add. Stuff was add.
Lee. Mamma mia. So unfortunately, that just misses.
I wanna remind you. You're supposed to set an example for these gobbos. And look what you're doing. Look at yourself. You were sober. Look at me. You were sober. You were going to the gym twice a day. You did bicep curls. Push-ups. Burpees. No burpees. Well, come on, man. You're supposed to help them, man. Come on, man. Look at yourself, man. Look at yourself.
That is the end of your turn.
You told him.
That's it.
Somebody roll a luck check for me. You want high.
Yeah.
16.
Okay.
It's in the top quarter.
That's pretty good. The results of that are not seen to you yet.
We know nothing.
That is Bick's turn. Now, Bick, you know, he's not the best in a fight, but what he is good at is pluck and
all right.
And a desire to sacrifice some dads.
that promise is going to pull him through.
He sees that the bad bloke is making a beeline for Silken Web, and he's going to go, "Eh, think fast!" And he's going to chuck a potion to you, Silken Web, an elixir.
Thanks, Hot Goblin!
As you go to catch it, it's extremely fragile and it shatters, but it's absorbed through your skin.
In my whip.
You suddenly start to feel cold and shake. Let's see what the potion effect is. I'm hoping for your sake for a specific one. Oh my god, fucking hell. That's 3, which is a elixir of resilience. The drinker gains a +1 bonus to AC for 10 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which might be really useful.
Boost that armor class.
So your AC goes up. I'll let you describe what that looks like visually. What does this potion do to you that makes your AC go up? And that's basically just, it makes you harder to be hit. So it could be that you get faster. It could be that your skin gets thicker and tougher. It could be anything.
Okay. My pupils dilate and my ears get super pointy. My fur goes from being wet and sudden and sticking down to being a big ball of puffy fluff. I don't know what it's doing, but I can feel the air around me. I can feel everything. I can smell everything.
All of that is happening as this guy flies across and makes 2 attacks on you. How much HP do you have left?
A 12.
12. Okay. First attack is a 4. What's your AC with the +1?
17.
Okay. And the second attack, that one will hit. That is a 17 on the dice.
Yike.
Your pupils dilate. And then, whoosh, suddenly you feel this hot sensation on your arm as these fiery jaws just clamp down on you. 5 damage, but you will need to roll a constitution saving throw.
No.
Hooray!
18.
18.
Oh, hell yeah.
Once again, it's a pass.
Ideal.
Nice. You feel this hot fever start to creep in. And then you shake it off. Just nerves. And this guy's right up in your face now, just biting down at you. Flecks of molten fire flying all over the place.
That's
like
going to put the overlaid noise in again here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to roll for the gobos that are in the stream, see if they go over the waterfall.
I haven't died yet.
One of them goes over the waterfall. And the other manages to grab onto a stick.
Please, I don't want to die yet.
Was this the one that was being bullied the whole time?
Bartholomew.
Oh boy.
So the two goblins that are on platforms are going to leap across to try and get to your one, Silken Web, to help fight you. They are going to make acrobatics checks. They very well may failed these. Oh my god.
That
what?
I rolled a nat 18 and a 20. Those
that,
both passed.
And that's just that dice again.
What?
That dice has rolled yet another nat 20.
Isn't that red one?
Yeah, it's
3 nat 20s so far.
Yeah, let's just get that over
Christ.
Here.
Right.
I don't think you're allowed that dice anymore, actually.
These guys jump across. That's their turn, though. They don't get to do their attacks this round, but they will next turn, and you're in a pretty, pretty shit situation. Even without them being there. This guy could pretty easily take you out on his own. That is your turn, though.
I believe.
Now?
Yeah. This big guy, he looks hurt.
Yes. So he's hurt and he's
I
close
hope so.
Up?
Huh? He's hurt and he's close up. On Tom's next turn, Braticus will roll, and if he rolls a nat 1, his character will die. Have at it. Roll All your right. attack.
You bastard! You hurt my off arm!
23 hits.
Yeah.
You do still have to roll well to kill him.
Die, you son of a bitch! 8?
8 total?
Total.
He is still up.
No!
Extremely hurt.
Good.
Why won't you die, you red bastard?
He's a communist.
Maybe.
roll another intimidation check. I'm gonna roll a this is gonna be like a contested morale check, basically. Mm. So I'm gonna be using his whiz.
Dom. Whiz.
He's
going to use his whiz. Dolvin gets it.
So he's got a plus one. If I roll a 13 or higher, he's going to keep fighting. But if not, something else will happen. Nat 20.
Yeah.
This guy's such a result.
Can you buy me a lottery ticket?
So he seems almost feral at this point. He is just in fight or flight mode, and he is firmly in fight mode. These fiery jaws are like snapping down on you, and you're like desperately trying to keep them at bay. That is Braddock's turn. Now, Braddy, my boy, I'll say this. The luck check that was rolled earlier was to see if the dads that were in the forest would be able to come and perform dad CPR.
Dadamancy.
And that was a success, so that will happen on their turn, but your turn is first, so you need to not roll a one on this check.
Can I use port? No, I'm unconscious. Oh, no, I can't. You can't use it for death saves.
Wait.
It's this. It's a 4. I do fail, yay, but I don't die. Yay.
You don't die. You don't die. A 4.
Hold on, buddy.
It's still not great. Like,
just a
I am one failed save away from death.
A fountain of blood spurting out from his mouth.
Oh, no.
I feel like I've been in this situation before.
Duck.
Yes. All right.
And
After Brad is L. Andy. L. Andy, what would you like to do? You see, here's the new information. You see this guy bearing down on Silken Web. He looks very hurt. She looks very hurt.
He's been very hurt for so many times.
Yeah, right. He is on death's... He is like crawling into death's house.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to... Am I close enough to throw knives at him?
Yeah.
All right. I've got two knives.
As opposed to Eldritch Blast?
Well, I could throw two knives, but I've only got one blast. I just need one knife to hit right in the back of his spine or wherever.
Oh, my God.
What's your... Do you have brutal. A bonus to dex?
Plus one.
Mm.
Nice. Oh, with a thrown weapon, you can use strength.
Minus two.
Good. Maybe not that or one not. Then.
Yeah. Do you reckon I can draw and throw both, or?
Sure.
Offhand, right?
Yeah. Yep. I'll say you can chuck two knives, and I will say
you don't get any bonus to hit with the second one though. It's an offhand attack.
Ooh, true. Okay. Roll the offhand one first.
So that's just a raw dice check.
Oh. I'm going to start weeping a little bit because he didn't listen to me. He doesn't recognize the damage he's doing to all these goblins watching him with their wide eyes.
Yeah, you see that the goblins are on the platform are like, oh, I want to be cool like that guy.
No.
No. Yeah, fangs, yeah. Is that the new gang sign?
Yeah. Cool flamey wing.
All right, I'll with my left hand, take a dagger from my pouch and whoop it at him.
Okay.
Oh, I got an 11. Oh, 13 to
13 hits.
Yeah. 13 hits?
13 hits.
Oh!
Roll your dice.
That's
he has
so clutch.
Two damage.
Two damage. Damage. Two damage total. He has one hit point left.
No!
You need to hit with the second one.
Roll for the second one.
Oh, no.
You gotta hit with this one.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I got a 17.
17.
17.
Torben. How would you like to do this?
Oh, this is such a good moment. I'm just going to continue crying.
You tried to turn him back.
I don't know what
to do.
Bring
him back
to
the path.
I'm gonna flash back through all the times that he's talked to me about how much he goes to the gym, and how he
flashback to like it's 2 minutes living. Ago,
and how he's like, you know, chiding the other goblins for verbally harassing each other and not standing up for each other, and then I'm gonna what he is now, a terrible example. I'm just gonna just throw
a
my second
tier.
Dagger, just gonna fly right at his mom tattoo and just.
Say the mom tattoo is under the third button of the Henley.
Oh, do I break
right
the
over
Henley?
His heart?
you break the button, the Henley, and pierce both his hearts.
Oh,
and he collapses into a steaming pile in the water.
Is it oily?
Oh, it's oily. Oh. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Oh.
Yes, Elendry, you did it. You got him.
Is there anything else you
so
want to do?
So emotionally heavy
with your with your turn.
Yes, I'd like 100. To collapse to my knees.
So after Elendry's turn is the dad's turn.
Oh.
So the dads, you
the
see,
dads of the woods
descending upon.
You see, in the tree line, these figures appear in the trees.
Bloody hick. That's a boy in trouble.
Like 80 years old.
Come on, dads.
And they go they jog over to you.
that little like dad run when they're crossing the road at, like
So they've fashioned together first aid kits.
We saved the dads.
They were just
and
doing
then the dads save. Oh.
They make to stabilize you. So I'll say they have pretty good bonuses. Mm-hmm. There's enough of them to roll with
come
advantage.
On, dads.
Use
that dad wisdom.
They have a proficiency in dad-related checks.
Oh, and this...
This is a dad-related check. You've got a big scrape of the knee. Yeah.
I have, some would say, an open neck wound.
You bumped your arm.
Hey, dads shave. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Dads shave. They know how to put little stickies on nicks.
They do. Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
And that this is just a bigger one of those.
Yeah.
So
they're like, you know, what logically, what would
a
you do?
Bigger plaster.
Exactly. Tell us more about
so,
that.
So yeah, they got a hefty plus six.
Ooh.
They're rolling with advantage.
Alright, come on, dads.
I gotta roll a four or higher.
Yeah, I believe in the dads.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm still really nervous.
For the love of guys.
That's a 13.
Oh,
thank you, dads.
The 19. Oh. They stem. There you go, son. You're all right. You're all right. They stem the blood. And they work at trying to resuscitate you. That brings us to Beck. He's going to offer to helicopter winch you over to the shore.
I'll like stand on the log and hold the chain as like I'm being lowered down from a helicopter thing.
Like the rope ladder kind of thing.
In great style.
Yeah,
just like
that's so cool.
The hero windswept.
Yeah, but at the top, Beck is just like.
Beck is like.
still around his neck for some
I'm
reason.
I'm king of the goblins now. Pointing at the other ones that are still there. Which brings us to their turn. Now that their guy is down, they're like. Shit, we're fucked.
The image of a role model has just been shattered.
And so they look up to Beck. I don't think I can believe in a leader so ugly. They just try to swim for the other shoreline, the opposite direction.
I like anything but this.
No. Silken Wave, you get to make an opportunity attack against one of them if you'd like.
Let the water take him.
Oh.
I do nothing.
You just don't do anything. You let him potentially drown.
Yeah,
you watch him.
What am I
gonna
do? Kill him or drown him? I'll do nothing. But good luck for this guy.
That's the kind
of
killer edge we need in podcasting.
Oh, it's true.
Okay, I'm gonna roll for them. It's a 9, and what's that one get?
a 2.
Cool.
You see the water take them. They get swept towards the waterfall.
Oh my guys.
And we're out of combat now, which means that you do get the satisfaction of seeing them tumble over the edge. You see a van fly up into the air.
Oh, is that guy? Oh, so clumsy.
Did Bartholomew fall and you get taken as well?
Yeah, he crawled safety,
one of them's in safety, right?
That was Bartholomew.
Oh!
Nameless guy, the feral guy, and the guy that was mean to Bartholomew all just took a tumble.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But Barty?
Is nowhere to be seen.
What?
Is he dead?
What?
Or has he...
Let's get on damage control.
Damage control.
Amazing.
There are two dads tied to posts.
Yeah.
They
just had a fun little water ride.
You want to rescue, yeah.
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 They didn't get taken over the side. The posts were sort of stopped by rocks, but one is sort of getting waterboarded. it does not look good for him. The other one,
that guy.
Come on, mate, come on, help us out. We're gonna die, maybe.
Oh, is he definitely a dad? Because he
sounds like
he doesn't have that dad baritone.
This one doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't have that dad baritone. And he's also got like swept back blonde hair. Pretty sure doesn't have a dad bod either.
Right. Oh. Okay.
Is he maybe really?
But I don't know. But he does have the confident air of a dad.
I believe in dadversity, so maybe he's
dadversity.
Some dads are, you know, PTs.
Yep.
That's true. That is
so
true.
How would you guys like to go about this? You're no longer in combat. I'll say that you're able to sort of handily damage control. Also, you know, looking, you can see that the Eurodads were able to overpower the goblin. They won that battle.
The one goblin.
So how would you guys like to do this?
Oh, we gotta save that dad and the other dad.
I agree. Right. I think we should save the dads.
All right. Yep. Redicus is sleeping. I think he's okay.
Let's let him rest, I think. Yeah. All
right. Let's save that dad right there who's been waterboarded.
Yeah, let's save the. I don't want to get there. He's been drowning. We've been drowning.
Right.
We've been drowning.
I run over to the dad who's been waterboarded.
Cool.
Yeah.
Give me an athletics check to get him out of there.
Oh, no. Oh.
No.
Can I help Silken Web?
Is Silken Web helping?
Yeah.
I'm going to help Silken Web, actually.
Yeah. So am I leading this bit, and then we've got a bit of an assist here? Okay, all right. 18?
18, that does it. So, yeah, you successfully pull this guy out of the water.
Grab
the dagger and cut his bonds free.
Nice. The ritual dagger?
Do I
accidentally nick him?
Not again!
So, yeah, you pull him out. He's good.
And we'll get the other dad. We take a time with this dad, right?
Time with that dad. Yeah, he's good. Dads are all safe.
Oh, I guess we should talk to the Euro dad.
Also, Bit goes over to you and gives you a health potion.
Oh, Braticus, you're awake. Your face is stained with blood.
So that wasn't a dream then. I feel dizzy.
I think you got hurt pretty bad.
I think I lost a lot of blood, actually.
Yeah, it was either all the drugs you were doing, or it was that demon.
I want to keep the blood inside you so that we can use it later in the rituals.
Oh, he's not a dad.
All right, Beck.
No.
You're not a dad, right?
No.
Are you sure?
No. I had a wild time at college.
Oh, did you receive any letters that you just threw away without opening?
Many. Most of them, actually. Oh,
okay.
I haven't read a letter in years.
Oh, my God.
I keep getting accosted by owls.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure someone's desperately trying to contact me.
There's an owl over there flying towards us right now. What keeps happening to these owls?
I don't know why these owls keep dying.
Oh. I didn't see anything. Quickly takes another long draw from his pipe.
Oh, man.
Someone's chasing you.
It's starting to get pretty... The clouds are really coming in. It's starting to rain a bit heavier. It was sort of grey before, but now it's starting to rain a bit.
Euro dads. Euro dads.
Yes.
Are they just posturing on the other side of the river?
They're doing like they're voguing.
Can you grab that other? Have you cut that other dad free?
You mean the one that's all bound up over there?
I mean, we could. We could cut the other dad free.
If you cut him free and come over here, we're all headed back to the camp and we're going to return you guys safely. So,
okay.
Can you get over here?
We're pretty tired. Crossing river is pretty hard.
You don't want to come over?
No.
Hey.
All the dads on your side are like, come on, boys. Let's build a bridge. They start like latching together with all the bits of wood.
They've all got those little like leather tool belts, hammers and stuff.
And yeah, you guys.
A little bit of DIY.
They're all just standing around talking about the quality of the wood.
You guys are able to head over, head across to the camp.
Oh, great. Dad roll call. Okay.
We got you.
I got 16.
I'm here.
Here.
Speak
that
up.
That sounded here. Like a here. Half here.
I think that's eight.
Is that half a here for half it's all of it?
No, that's eight. I count eight dads.
Well, they're not giving you half the gold for half a dad like last time, are they?
What do you mean like last time?
Oh, bloody heck. Oh. Gosh.
How long have you guys been?
Almost time for dinners, I reckon. Shall we start heading back?
I think it's like a day's walk or something.
I will say, there is the camp. There's not a whole lot of interesting stuff in the camp, but there is...
Yeah, Radicus is definitely having a little scrounge.
Yeah, having a little poke around. Yeah. There was a nicer tent where the big guy was.
Yeah. I'm scrounging around.
And
that one.
You see... you see some interesting stuff in there. Roll an investigation check for me.
Oh, I actually got good investigation as well.
Nice.
Nine.
Okay. So sort of at a base, you find, you know, just like the normal things, you know, rations, some clothes. He had different outfits. You know, he had his Henley. He also had like some knit sweaters. He even had a knit vest that it doesn't look like it had been worn much. Like maybe he wasn't sure if he could pull it off. Mm.
Does he have like anything that's a little baggy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's got like a crew sweater that's like pretty baggy.
Yeah,
I'll
take that one.
Yeah, nice. There's a little container. Mm. It looks like a container of like Tic Tacs, but they're like blood red. and then
don't mind if I do.
do you pop one?
But those are definitely
drugs. Radicus has got to try it out.
Pop one. There's like a delay. And then suddenly you feel a little bit better. You gain one hit point. what these do, you can take them and they give you one HP on your next turn.
Oh.
A little bit of an upper.
Yeah, a bit of a kick. But, you know, like to talk mechanics a little bit, it's like, on your turn, if you think you're about to go down on your next turn, you can gamble, take one. It might be a waste, or you might go down and then pop straight back up on your next turn.
Oh, that's got a little bit of tactics to it.
Oh, yeah. Tactic.
And you know.
Tactics.
There's also, you find that, and then you guys are rummaging around, and there's just like, this crazy like witch voodoo mask that's just coursing with like cursed magical energy. It's like
the most cursed thing you've ever seen.
It's like crackling with electricity. It's twitching.
What do you reckon?
Elena, let's burn it.
I reckon we could sell
eyebrows, you don't put it on.
Maybe we could sell it.
What are your priorities? You want someone else to get that red wing fired situation?
No.
We should probably burn it.
But it'd be funny.
Does it have a little like instruction booklet with it or a little piece of paper?
You imagine the tome that was probably all of these items seem like they were looted from someone, like maybe a hag or something that these guys came across. So, you know, probably the tome was connected to these things that maybe was a bit of an instruction manual of sorts.
Maybe we can take it back. Should we risk?
I wouldn't mind having a little look at that tome.
Should we... Hey, Bradicus, you're a magic guy. Wait, hey, what do you got?
like a handful of these tic-tacs.
You guys are sort of just like hanging around. From the trees, Gert comes just bleeding just so hard.
Oh, you got really fucked up by like two goblins.
Well, it was actually quite a few goblins. One of them was really strong, like the guy we fought earlier.
No, I only saw two.
So hurt. I could really use a lie down.
You only saw two as well, right, Andy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Maybe he needs one of your little treats.
Maybe there was only two.
I think it was just two.
I'm pretty woozy.
I'm fine. I need to desperately wipe away the blood.
The dads have set up a bit of a fire to sort of just warm up. You know, classic
dad activity.
He starts stretching. He's stretching in a really hot way. He's doing sort of like cobra pose. you can see all of his abs just like highlighted by the flickering flame. Bick pops his head out from the tent.
Oh hey!
And then
my brother.
He starts crying, tears of happiness. He runs over and embraces him. Bick's like, and just like trying to like read the thing behind the back. He says,
oh man, that was so cool. We almost sacrificed a bunch of dads. But they seem pretty nice, so maybe not. You never change. Brother.
You guys all take your time looking through all the stuff, relaxing. You guys have some tarp over a bit of a fire. It's raining.
Build a little bivouac.
Yeah, exactly. You guys plan to make your way back the next day.
Orlando, you definitely put the mask on, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I've already had some, you know, I've made some bad decisions in life, and this isn't going to be one of them. Not in front of Bick. I was actually going to ask if you knew anything about what this is. You know magic. You ever read about this in any books? Get any letters with this kind of thing in it?
You see, like, veins start popping in his head as he's just trying really hard to think. Just in general. and I'm going to try a little history check. Maybe see if I know anything. Or maybe Arcana, just get a vibe about this thing. Just an Arcana check. I just want to get, like, a magical intuition.
Yeah. No,
like,
totally.
Try and read the runes. That's an 18 in total.
18. So this seems like similar sort of, demonic, nasty magic to the tomes, the ritual. You would gather that this, you know, it does seem like the kind of thing that perhaps a hag would have used, and maybe they would have used it to commune with some sort of patron or something, some sort of demon.
Classic hag mask.
But you also know with an 18 that this is ridiculously cursed. Like, you smell this thing and you get possessed.
Like, it's fine, you should put it on.
Listen, it's
not useful.
It looks... Okay, hear me out. It looks like it's useless and cursed, like really cursed, but what if it's actually a good, useful item?
See?
Can I detect magic and find out what school of magic it is?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys, eyes. I don't like this at all, and I just want on the record that I don't like this at all.
Oh, I'm seeing at least 10 curses on this baby.
Each one makes it funnier.
I would say, so curse magic. Oh, yeah. the school of curse.
Whoa, I'm shook. So,
there's not even a school of curse magic, which means it's really cursed.
It's cursed and, with one of everything, baby.
And abjuration as well.
Abjuration. Oh, that's protection, so maybe it's good.
Must be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe it's cursed to protect itself.
Yeah.
Which means maybe if we try to destroy it, it will hurt us.
Or maybe it's the good kind of curse.
Yeah.
Explain the good kind of curse, Bradicus.
Or it's like a river whale. River whales are striped to scare away predators.
Exactly right.
Uh-huh.
The curse is a defense
mechanism. They are. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm doubting you. You're a ward of guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, no. River whales are striped to scare away predators. But if you do eat a river whale, it's actually got juicy flesh, and it's really good on a barbie, so... Maybe this cursed mask is like that.
So
chuck it on the barbie, maybe. Yeah.
So you guys going to burn the mask?
Whoa.
I reckon we hang on to it just in case.
Okay. Bradicus, you're compelled to put it into your pack.
Oh, I put it in there straight away.
What are you doing, mate?
Willpower, zero.
So you chuck it in your pack. Everybody just takes time to rest, eat some food. The dads, you know, help cook up a meal. The goblins are sort of...
Mean fry out.
Yeah. Yeah, hash browns and stuff. Oh, baked beans.
Bloody dad dinner if I've ever seen it.
And the next day, you start trekking back. Rain falls thick and fast over Yellow Seed. Bright white fog squeezes into every gap. The sound of the rain on rooftops, on tile, on rocks, it's almost oppressive. It hammers down with little sign of stopping. The streets are empty except for a cloaked figure. They walk swiftly, already soaked to the bone. The figure now pushes their way through a field of sunflowers. The fog makes it difficult for them to see where they are going. Eventually, a large shape looms out of the fog before them. A twisted mass of sunflowers. The bones of a long-dead necromancer tangled in its center. And that is where we will end our session.
Ooh.
That doesn't seem ominous at all. I reckon the dads will help us out.
Dads will help, yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Dads can fix anything.
You can't necromancer a necromancer, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's two negatives equal a positive. They come back as a paladin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If you try to necromance a necromancer.
Yeah.
Do we need a paladin?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You guys need healing bad.
Really, really bad. Yeah.
Gosh, I really was worried for you again.
Yeah, me too. That seems to be a combat thing.
I mean, that will be a theme. You know, that's just something to build up a tolerance to that anxiety of Bradicus potentially dying.
Always on the edge. Permanent stress.
What's your hit points now? Is it one?
I mean, I got a little heal up. Bit gave me a healing potion, and then I also got a tactical tic-tac. I'm up to six, which is over half my health.
I'm on 7.
Nice.
Oh, what do you want?
I'm on 8.
8.
Whoa, yeah. 6, 7, 8. Look at us go.
Okay, thank you very much for listening, everybody. That was a super fun episode. very spicy. I beg you, please... Spread the word if you like this. Tell your friends to listen. Tell them, just force them. Lie to them if you have to. Tell them that it's like a UFC podcast if that's what they're into. But just do whatever it takes.
You do, don't let them turn it off.
Yeah, do not let them turn it off. And don't you turn it off. Don't turn it off.
Now at the end of the podcast.
But yes, and also listen to other podcasts on the Base Jump Network. Check out Moon Boot on Mondays. Anybody would like to plug before we close it out?
I do have a plug for the Patreon, patreon.com/deadbeatdads. Every little bit helps. How many funders do we have right now?
Zero.
Okay.
We are recording this before we've even started posting.
Okay, yeah. we don't have a Patreon.
Don't have a Patreon yet, but maybe we will by the time this comes out.
Yeah,
who knows? Get on that shit.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, make one.
Yeah, make one for us.
And suck, take your money. You deserve
take
it.
Take money. Yeah. Go to your... If you have parents that you live with, go to... take their wallets out of their purse or whatever. Take the money, like cash, and mail it to me specifically.
Mail it to Zed.
Yeah.
Your cold, hard cash.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening, and good night to all the dads out there.
Good night, dads.
That was a Base Jump Comedy original. It's cooked.